you know, your book was focused on social media for businesses, but it came out in 2009, and it's a fast-moving environment. So what have you seen?
That's why the second edition came out in April, yes. We've changed it. Stuff that's been updated includes a lot of more on mobile social media, because there's a lot more pickup on in the mobile world through smartphones and increasingly through tablet computers. I would anticipate quite a lot more than that. There's also the location-sensitive stuff. The new edition mentions Foursquare, for example, which simply didn't exist in 2009. There's also stuff like Facebook Places, and I believe this week Google has announced something similar, although Google's track record in social media is pretty much a disaster. That was the big thing that could have ruined the book in 2010. You know, we came out in October 2009, and in February 2010, Google launched Buzz, and thank goodness, from my point of view, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously one of the things to do with the more corporate environment is having some sort of governance around the way that social media is used. So has there been any significant change? Because if you go back a couple of years, it was essentially just banned. You know, that was the sort of the natural reaction from the CIO.
It is still, I think there's two ways to answer this question. First of all, there's people using the social media themselves, for their own purposes during working time. Now, there have been a number of companies, even this very week, there's been research out to suggest that social media is taking up an awful lot of people's time. And we're not talking about using the social media in your lunch hour during the last hour of work or something to book a quick theatre ticket or catch up with your mates. No one minds that. It's when it takes blocks of 2 hours out of a working day or something that people are starting to object. So, yeah, there are still companies out there who are banning social media use during their working time. And that's a corporate governance issue, which is down to individual organizations to make their own minds up about. But I think that's, you know, there is no consensus as yet.
I was just going to add to that. Do you think that it's feasible for that kind of attitude to continue when everybody's got access in their pocket today?
Well, I think the real answer is to try and treat people as much like adults as you can. You know, if you ask them, if you tell them you're welcome to use social media, but not during working time, maybe come in half an hour early and by all means Facebook to your heart's content, and then do it in your lunch hour and then do it in the last hour of work or something. I think most people will respond quite happily to that. I think you've got to, if someone's using their mobile device, their personal mobile device all day, then you've got to ask yourself why they're not on the company's systems instead, and that counts for phoning your mates as well as Facebooking or tweeting them.
Okay, so what are apart from just the governance itself, if a company has decided they're going to use some of these tools, whether it's for marketing or sharing information internally, what are the sort of skills that they really need to make it work?
Well, I think the first thing they need really is to make absolutely certain that everybody's buying into it. There's no point in having a social media policy that says that Fred in the corner, or Frida, quite happily, is going to do the social media and no one else has to worry about it. You still see people on corporate accounts getting complaints or getting feedback and not being able to take it anywhere. I was training somebody a little while ago and they said that they'd had a very frustrating experience with social media. They'd highlighted something to a customer issue to them upstairs, and then them upstairs hadn't done anything about it because they thought it wasn't terribly serious because it only came in through Twitter. The person hadn't bothered picking up a phone. So that is the sort of attitude I think you need to get rid of. Beyond that, I mean, the technology itself is quite straightforward. I think it's just the time management issues, because the other side of corporate governance that we were talking about was not just how much time people take on their own personal social media. Who's actually allowed to tweet on behalf of your company, or to Facebook on behalf of your company, or to LinkedIn on behalf of your company, and who, how much time they take out of their own day to do that. So I think, you know, those time management issues are very, very important, and the authorizations need to be thought through.